Our first scripture reading today comes from the book of Philippians, written by Paul when he was in prison. It's Philippians 1, 3 to 6. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, the word that has set us free, the word that gives us wisdom, the word through which you reveal yourself, your plans, and your will to us. Now, speak, for your servants are listening. The second reading comes from the book of Joshua, first chapter, first two verses. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then you and all the people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to you, to them, to the Israelites. Amen. If anyone was set up for failure, it had to be Joshua. Consider this. As we just read, God has just come to him and told him that Moses was dead and he was to lead the people, the Israelites, into the promised land. In the modern translation, he was told, you're the man. No problem. All he had to do was lead about a million whining, complaining, rebellious people into a strange, hostile land and conquer it. He had been Moses' aide for over 40 years, and no doubt he had learned from Moses in those years. He had witnessed all the problems the Israelites had given Moses. So you couldn't blame him if he said, no thanks, or can you get someone else to do it? Joshua was a man of faith. He had been one of the two spies who returned from Canaan with a positive report. He had expressed confidence in the Lord. He had also witnessed what God had done through Moses those 40 years. The feed of the manna, the fact that the clothes did not change, wear out, the provision of water from the rock. And though he was a man of faith, he was still human. I wonder what went through Joshua's mind when God came to him with this assignment. I do not doubt that in the moments of quietness, when he was alone, he thought about the enormity of the job, the problems the people had caused. And I don't doubt that trepidation and doubt set in. After all, as I said, he was human. He may have even felt overwhelmed. The Lord, of course, knew what Joshua was feeling. That's why he came to him with his promises, his word of encouragement. So let's look at them. The promise of his presence. Verse 3, I will give you every place you set your foot as I promised Moses. This was a promise God had made Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses, and he's reiterating it to Joshua. Verse 5, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. What comfort that may have brought Joshua. What reassurance. So those are his promises, and these promises were for him, but they're for us today. I'm sure he recounted those promises time and time again. In order to recount them, we must know them. So my question is, how well do we know those promises? God also came to him and said in verses 6, 7a, "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them." Be strong and courageous. And again in verse 9, he says, he said to him, I know that, verse 6, he repeated it anyway. I will be strong and courageous. So he mentioned it twice. And it's often been said that when God says something twice, it's not because he forgot the first time, but it's to be remembered. So we have the promises, and he has the encouragement from God. God had prepared him for the job that lay ahead, and he's preparing you, he has prepared us for the job we have to do. I'm sure, as I said, he recounted these promises many times, and as I've said before, sometimes all we have to go on are the promises of God, and that's enough. There will be times in your life and ministry when they become tiresome. There will be times when you question your energy. There will be times when the pressure seems too much, or you will be discouraged. And there will be times when your faith will be tested. Abraham was tested, and all the Old Testament prophets, saints, were tested. Adam and Eve were tested. The evil one came to them and said with the question, did God really say, or do you really think? That's when the knowledge of the Word of God comes in handy. So, what is the secret of success? Many books are written how to be successful, how to do what is right. But the secret to success is very, very simple. Going to verse 7 and 8. Okay. Be strong and courageous, because of this you will lead these people into the inherit the land swore to their forefathers. Be strong and be careful. Be cautious, or be courageous. And here it is. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful in whatever you do. Do not let this book, i.e. God's word, depart from your mouth. Meditate it on day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything that is written in it. Let me just repeat that. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. And he goes on to say, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go. Amen.